Yo, what's up? So what's up, Chris Laker? I had my alarm set for 9 a.m. And then I said, no, 9:15. Then I said, 10 a.m. That's early still. Well, it's 12:20. And I am getting up. I did not get up and do other shit. I'm just getting up now. Motherfucker. I know this is not like a... it's not like a problem in the sense that... if you have to get up... if you have to and get up every day, like at fucking 8, 7, 6 in the morning, whatever, it would be annoying to hear somebody complain like, oh, I just can't get out of bed. I'm in bed till noon. It's such a... I get that. And there's a part of me that loves it. Getting up at noon. Love it. I've been doing it for a while now. When I first... and coming up on the... what I guess is the... 7th anniversary of me not working in an office. 7 years ago when that first happened, I spent the first month or two, I think I was in bed till 3 in the morning. 3 in the afternoon, I mean. I'd be out till like 4 every night, which is not... and I don't even drink. I wasn't really smoking. I was just hanging out with whoever wanted to hang out as late as I could. And then just slept like a motherfucker. And it's probably why I'm not further along in show business. If I use that time and said I'm going to bed at a normal time, I don't know, fucking 1 in the morning... and getting up at like 9 and pounding the fucking internet for comedy opportunities. If I did that, probably be somewhere else. But I like where I am. I like where I live. I don't know, you know, I'm a perfect situation. Life is fantastic. So I'm not even complaining about not getting up. I'm just like disappointed in myself. That's all it is. It's not complaining. I'm not like I'm. So it is complaining. Got an email. This is great. I asked Rob from Brighton. I said yesterday on the show, and I don't expect people to be current, like listening. Like these come out every day. You miss a day, you miss a week. I can tell, like, half the people that listen to this show are about a week behind. No big deal. You got shit to do. There's other podcasts that are, like, important. This American Life or... Pod Save America, all these, you know, the political, This American Life's not necessarily political, but they'll have political episodes. They had the beginning of Now. I suggest everybody listen to that episode of This American Life. It is good. Very interesting. Anyway, Rob, I asked Rob yesterday because I was talking about the royal family and I think they're bullshit. And I find it annoying. They're, if you're going to be royal, I'm saying send people to the dungeon. If you're going to be royal, actually do some royal shit. Run everything then, if that's what you're going to do. I haven't even watched The Crown on Netflix. Maybe if I watched The Crown on Netflix, I would get into them. And then I'd be like, oh, these are the coolest people that... you know, get born into just having a bunch of money and having people fucking worship them for no good reason. But I asked Rob, I said, Rob from Brighton, because he's the only person who I've communicated with in England. I know there's people in England. Well, if I, judging by what is on SoundCloud, there's people all over the world, in different countries, you know. And there's always Australians, there's always, but Rob's the guy from Brighton, England, which is a beach town there. I went there once and enjoyed it. It's like a trashy beach town. And I was at this casino, and there was an Elvis, like a terrible Elvis impersonator, but terrible in like the best way, you know. And a pregnant woman gambling and smoking a cigarette with her husband there. So, you know, he was also smoking. I'm sure that kid turned out to be fantastic. That was a while ago. That kid's probably in middle school right now. No, not middle school. It wasn't that long. Was it that long ago? I would say probably fifth grade. Right? No, well, fourth grade. I'd say about fourth grade. So, and probably not, you know, the fastest runner in the class. Just because of diminished lung capacity or so, some sense. But big deal. Big deal. All right. So Rob lives there and has written to me over the years. Rob was the first listener of the old show to ever email me. And actually at a time probably when I was thinking about stopping that show and then it continued on for probably 3 years or so longer because Rob sent an email and continued communicating. So I appreciate Rob as a listener and a friend of the pod, as they say. They say that on Pod Save America. But people used to say that. Oh, they made that theirs. I don't know those guys. And I enjoy their show. But I hate when people take like a phrase that was a common phrase and then it's automatically and try to make it like, hey, this is my thing now. That's me. I'm not a friend of the pod. People said that a million times. I don't say that because I don't use pod as a abbreviation of podcast because I get annoyed when I think about it. Because even the word podcast is kind of dumb because it's like you're... Nobody has iPods. It's really kind of a phone cast, right? Everybody's got their phones that they listen to, or it's an internet cast or whatever. But you wouldn't shorten broadcast to broad, because that doesn't make any sense. You would say a cat. I would say the thing if you were going to say short for podcast, you say cast, the cat. But that doesn't sound right either. I think you just got to say the full word every once in a while. Say podcast. If you really want to be a dick, you could say PCast. But people say pod. I get caught up in what things mean when someone shortens podcast to pod. Doesn't matter what it actually means. The word becomes the word, and then we just should just all go along with it. You know what I mean? Because it's all made up anyway. But you're just saying iPod, the iPod. And the pod is short for iPod. Anyway, so, hey, fuck it. Why did I go off on that tangent? Everybody's already stopped listening. But as Rob from Brighton, I said yesterday, I asked him, email me, tell me what you think. I was expecting that to take at least a week. Not to figure Rob from Brighton is doing stuff, you know, or busy. He doesn't, but he wrote back today. Not that he's not busy, but he says, I have things to do, but this is part of what I do, is listen to Overslept every day. That is touching. That makes me feel good to know that there are people that are listening every day. But I don't. The people that don't listen every day, if you skip a day here or there, or you're behind, that's fine. But you're not as good as the people listening. You're all great. But you're that's fine too. But I appreciate Rob for that and for the other reasons previously stated. So let me read his email here. He said, "Chris, thanks for all the shout outs on the show." No problem. I'll write back too as well. I'm there, but I'm going to write back on the podcast and I'll write back in on the computer. "Thanks for the shout outs on the show." No problem. "I'm sorry it's taken so long to write you an email." Also, not an issue. You can't, you know, that's fine. I was going to write you ages ago after I heard you and Nick Maritato talking about Jello Biafra of the Dead Kennedys. I'm a big fan of Jello, musically and politically, which should give you a clue on my thoughts on the royal what my thoughts on the royal family are. They suck balls. I knew it. Obviously, but that's not the opinion of a large number of British people who insist on waving flags at them and generally adoring all that they do. Son of a bitch. Like whenever they have a kid, such a huge fucking deal, right? And, well, yeah, just the fucking Harry kissing his girlfriend was a story yesterday. If I can get you one, okay. It's also, sorry, not on the iTunes and can't leave a review. Is there a Patreon yet? Okay, so you can't leave a review on it. All right, fuck it. Screw iTunes any fucking way. I'm not even going to... I'd like to be... We don't have enough people to get anywhere on the charts anyway right now. So there's like really no reason for anybody to write a review. I'm going to stop even saying it. I don't give a fuck. Rob can't write it. And then is there a Patreon? Rob, there is a Patreon, but you don't give any money to it. I'm not asking for any money in the Patreon just yet because I just don't think it's worth it. But there is a Patreon, but it's just the same address of whatever the old one was for the old show, and then I just made it for this, and then it's kind of been I haven't publicized it at all. There's a link in the on the Overslept page on my website. All right, I'll do that. I'm saying, don't give money, please. I'm not. But if you do, if this is something that you, if you were like, oh, this show is worth money, it's not. But if you really believe it is, like, whatever, you can go to Overslept, chrislaker.com, go to Overslept, and there's should be a link there to a Patreon page. If you, I'm going to look now on my own website and see if that's the truth. I like how I said, oh, don't give any money. And now I'm like, oh, well, if people want to give money, maybe I should. It's not like I'm rich. But it's only, but I'm not. Because I feel like Patreon is like saying, this show costs money. You can listen to it for free. But I'm. You should actually give money, and I'm not saying that you should. This is like, I'm not saying Rob should even. There's a. Why does that not go right to the? It's because it says there. You can support the show. I guess there's no. You hit the Patreon and it doesn't go anywhere. All right, well that's a problem. But there is something, and I have to put a link. I'll fix that before. There'll be a link on the page when you hear this. There'll be a link on the page. I'll just fix it before I put this up. But yeah, it's like if you want to give money, it's not a. Please don't. Don't worry about it. All right. As always, keep doing what you do, dude. I will. Her email, every time you make me laugh on the show, you get bored of me pretty quick. Ha. Smiley face, we love you. Thank you for that email, Rob. I really appreciate it. And glad to know that you think the royal family is horse shit, because it's true. All right, let's do a couple. Let's check the news real quick. I'm going to go to Reddit. I'm not going to go. Well, let's see what. I'm just going to see what's trending stories in Apple News. And then maybe we'll. I'm curious. Vice President Mike Pence called. Vice President Mike Pence. Why don't you say Vice? I guess they want to be formal. Called Eric Trump first after baby announcement. Who gives a fuck? That's royal family shit. Now we have a fucking royal family. With one of the shitty kids has a fucking baby. Who gives a goddamn? That whole family. I mean, garbage. All right. Sorry. Trending story. Yes, all Trump and. No, I'm not going to even get into it. I'm not even going to get into it. Let's go to Reddit. See what's in Reddit news. Probably fun. I'm just going to. Philippines Senator tells UN report of drug killings are alternative facts. Whatever. I don't feel like getting into this. Time Warner Cable sued by New York on behalf of League of Legends Netflix customers. I don't have Time Warner Cable because they fucking suck. I don't know what that's about, but that, yeah, they all, because they this is the net neutrality promise, a huge deal. Everybody should go to the. There's like something that John Oliver's trying to do for net neutrality, and everybody should get on it. And I haven't gotten on it yet. And just Google John Oliver net neutrality. I'm sure there's a YouTube video. And but there's a new one. He did an old one. There's a new one. Check that shit out and do it, because if you enjoy the internet, they want to make it like fucking cable television. That's what the cable companies want to make it. Shit. So that's an important thing, and they're gonna be able to do it because they have the fucking money. Comcast, look what Comcast owns, like everything. Time Warner, like they were gonna merge with Time Warner, and then Time Warner changed the name to Spectrum, trying to act like they're not Time Warner, the same shitty company they've always been. But Comcast owns NBC, Universal. It's gross. A cable company owns Universal Pictures and NBC. It's disgusting. Comcast's headquarters are in Philadelphia. A company that shouldn't be headquartered in Philadelphia running entertainment. Disgusts me. But let me just see if there's something interesting. More canceled flights. All the airlines stink. SEC claims website hit by attack after net neutrality proposal. And again, Bitcoin. Minnesota official claims 48 measles cases as outbreak worsens. What's up with Minnesota's measles? Probably lack of vaccines. Well, don't get your kids vaccinated. I don't give a shit. All right, I think it's time for me to go. I'm fucking starving, and it is time for me to go. But send me your emails. Chris@chrislaker.com. Whatever you want to say. And I will read it on the goddamn podcast. I might not spend as much time as I did on Rob's. Maybe I'll spend more time. Maybe you'll be a 5-episode series. Who knows? But I like to hear from everybody, and I appreciate all the people that have emailed me. You don't have to keep emailing me if you don't feel like it. But, you know, even if it's like, if you have never emailed me and you have nothing to say, I would still like to hear from you. Say, hey, my name is whatever, and you don't have to give me your last name if you think that's somehow compromising you in some way. If you're like, oh, I don't need to... I don't know Rob from Brighton's last name. If you think that's like, if somebody knows my last name, they'll be able to steal my soul. If somebody knows my first and last name, they will be able to go into the computer and take everything and also get my mom kicked out of her retirement community or whatever. Lose her job, you know, then don't give me your last name. You got my last name, Chris Laker. You can't do shit with it. What are you going to do? You're going to say you're me? You're going to steal my identity? You're going to try to use my good credit to buy yourself a home? You can't get shit with my credit. I made sure of that. I'm unstealable. All right. I'll see you guys tomorrow. We love you.